And you are very welcome back to the second part of the Monday morning edition of Near FM. I'm Donny John, and I'm with you until 1 p.m. today. Now, I am joined on the phone by Steve Davis. No, not that Steve Davis. Stephen Davis from the Irish Motorsport, from Motorsport Ireland and the RIAC. Steve, good morning and welcome to Northside Today.
Good morning, Donny. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you are welcome. You are more than welcome. We're going to chat this morning, Steve, about an initiative. And I, first of all, I appreciate the time you give me because this is something which I have for a long time wondered about. But it's an initiative to, I would wrap it all up in one bow by saying, to encourage more aspiring women to get involved in motorsport. Yes?
I think that's a fair synopsis, yeah. I mean, there's three key elements to it. I suppose we'd see it as engage, educate, empower. What's very unique about it is that the program combines, both, I suppose, motorsport from a, from a driving point of view, but also STEM. So that's, science, technology, engineering, and maths. With the idea that it combines the both. We're targeting girls between the ages of 13 to 15. We're getting them into to workshops across within karting circuits across the country, and really they're sitting down. They're spending about 75% of the time doing exercises. So doing maths, technology sort of exercises, and then they're applying that when they go out into the cart. So it's really exciting, and that's kind of the idea behind it.
Well, Steve, it must be fantastically interesting because, you know, people think of motorsport and they think of what they see on the telly when motorsport is presented in a television programme, which is two people in a rally car going from point A to point B on a stage as fast as they possibly can without crashing, and hopefully faster than everybody else, which means they win the stage. You win enough of those, you win the rally. They look at, and I'm just picking Lewis Hamilton, he's probably the best known Formula One driver on the planet at the moment,
yeah.
Winning Grand Prix after Grand Prix, etc. You look at, we'll say the likes of for those who look at it, NASCAR or any of those or other the forms of motor racing, and it's getting from point A to point B, start to finish, as fast as possible. But what they fail to see, and it's a fantastically interesting point you make, is that the engineering and the technology behind that, I mean, the car doesn't move without it. And that doesn't get a look in. Like, a lot of people would hear my introduction this morning and say, oh, this is a program designed towards getting 1,000 young women in behind the wheels of racing cars and getting them on the track. That's only a very small part of it, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, as I said, one of these experience days, about 75% of the time is spent doing exercises, related around science, tech, engineering. Things like even involved in the pilot program we did on Thursday with Wesley College. It was very enlightening to myself as well, just to see these girls sitting down and using physics, chemistry, talking about tire compounds and optimal settings for cars and aerodynamics and and geometry and all this sort of stuff. So it's really fascinating, and I think the whole idea then is, we want to open up motorsport to more women, and we feel that karting is the gateway towards that. But as well as that, we want more girls getting involved in STEM subjects, STEM careers. I mean, Nikki Daly is a prime example. So she's one of the driving force behind it. Pardon the pun. She heads up Formula Female. So Nikki has a background in engineering. She's worked as a data engineer for IndyCar team Junos Racing. She has an MSc in motorsport engineering. So she's a really a prime example and a real role model for the girls of you know what they can do in terms of you know.
Well, she sorry for interrupting you, Steve. Is she one of the Daly dynasty when it comes to motor racing, as in Derek Daly?
She is indeed. She's Derek's niece.
So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Steve, you know. But it is, and I suppose another aspect of this, Steve, I have to say I'm really excited over this because, you know, it's an industry that we could really develop in this country. And if you look at it, if you can really develop the STEM subjects in this country and marry that with a motor racing industry. Now, okay, I'm probably talking way down the line here, but everything has to start from somewhere.
Absolutely. And I, as I said, you know, when we think of motorsport, you know, the ecosystem, it's very broad. It's not just driving, it's volunteering, it's marshalling. You know, we've got we've got a lot of females involved in senior positions within the, you know, motorsport commissions. And as I said, you know, Nikki being involved as an engineer within an IndyCar team, you know, there's so much opportunity out there. And I guess what this program aims to do is just to show, you know, how diverse it is as a sector. I think what's unique about motorsport is it's really one of the very few sports where men and women can compete against each other, you know, in the same circuit. So it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Now, my colleague Adrian Murphy will be presenting the Thursday edition of Northside today, and I actually was speaking with your colleague there, Richard Burke, on Friday, and I'm hoping to kind of split this topic in two, that I will do some of it today and Adrian will do some of it on Thursday. And on the Thursday edition, I was hoping that maybe we can arrange a chat with Rosemary Smith. Now, anybody who is anybody who knows anything about motor racing will remember the legendary Rosemary Smith. But Steve, that is where I have a kind of an issue here.
Yeah,
I and everybody else out there can remember Rosemary Smith. Yes, I have a more than a passing interest in motor racing, so I would have been familiar with Derek Daly, etc. And that's how I, when I saw Nikki's name on the briefing document, I knew who she was. But in, and I'm not being disrespectful to Rosemary here, but in 40 years since Rosemary was in her heyday, we haven't heard of many women involved in motor racing or motorsport in Ireland, have we?
Well, I would disagree with that. I mean, I suppose Rosemary is probably by far our most famous female competitor. You know, she's had unbelievable achievements, I suppose, notably winning the Tulip International Rally back in 1965, which was, you know, extremely rare thing to do back then. But, you know, I would say that, you know, we've got a lot of up-and-coming female drivers across all disciplines of motorsport. You know, I'd say in recent years, you know, Nicole Drought is probably our most successful Irish female driver. So she's also involved in the Formula Female Initiative, works very closely with Nikki. You know, you've obviously the likes of Sarah Kavanagh that would have raced at a high level until the early noughties. You know, you got the likes of Jenna McCann, who's a regular rally competitor. You know, Patricia Denning, Alex Kobe. You know, there's an awful lot of names, and you know, we've even from a karting point of view, we've got Roisin Sweeney, who's, you know, an emerging karting talent at just 15 years old, and she's involved as a mentor with us on the Go Girls Experience Days. So, you know, they're probably not getting the publicity as Rosemary, but you know, there's certainly a lot of up-and-coming.
Steve, we were making the point there, really. I mean, I focused on Rosemary Smith just because her name is so huge within the industry. And you were saying that there is so much more talent out there, which, of course, there's bound to be.
I'm not sure at what point you lost me. But I suppose I was just bringing up the point that, you know, we've got the likes of Nicole Drought. You know, just from a purely racing perspective, you've got the likes of Nicole Drought, Jenna McCann, Alex Kobe, and then, you know, even navigators, you have the likes of Miran Hayes. You know, she's won the Irish Navigation Trial Championship over the last 2 years, and she's the first ever female to hold that title again. That's something that we want to see, you know, progress as well, and make, you know, all disciplines of motorsport more diverse. So really, I guess there's probably, it's rare that you'll find someone as high profile as Rosemary, but you know, certainly from our perspective, there's an awful lot to be encouraged about.
Yeah, and it was a point I was making there while I was re-establishing the link with you, Steve, that, you know, it is a huge opportunity, an absolutely huge opportunity to develop what I would consider, because we do have a huge motor racing pedigree and history in this country, and we have an opportunity now to develop a huge industry around it here, and especially, you know, when you stop and think that it is not the person who is holding on to the steering wheel and changing the gears, that it's a whole big industrial team behind them that gets them to where they are. It's some opportunity, Steve, isn't it?
It is. It's huge, and you know, it's nearly like the iceberg analogy. You know, we, when you see the lady in the car, you know, that's really just the tip of the iceberg. There's whole teams that go, you know, that go around, at a whole support network, you know, and that's just in motorsport alone. So no, there's absolutely there's a fantastic opportunity for us to, you know, to really expand the expand sport across all disciplines.
Yeah, and it's a point I was making as well there, Steve, that, you know, we are renowned for having one of the, if not the best, educational systems in the world, in this country. And again, when you look at that, the subjects, I mean, the physics, engineering, all that, I mean, it's a no-brainer, isn't it? It's there to be tapped into.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely huge. And I think, as you said there, we have a, you know, we have a internationally renowned educational system, but I guess, I suppose, one of the problems that we've had over, you know, many years is that, you know, a lot of these subjects, STEM subjects, have traditionally been male dominated. So, you know, it's good to see more women getting interest and you know, and getting involved in science, tech, engineering and maths. And I suppose that's absolutely core to the Go Girls initiative. It's really, you know, it's getting them sitting around, you know, tables and, you know, working out equations and doing simulations and then really being able to apply that to motorsport. So, you know, there's a lot of different factors to what we're doing. And, you know, as you said, you know, building that kind of educational element into it is absolutely crucial.
Yeah, and especially when you have it there from Motorsport Ireland's perspective, at your fingertips, because we have such a huge, you know, such a brilliant educational system in this country. And I just think I really think that we're on the cusp of something really, really exciting with this one, Steve. Before I go, as I said, I'm hoping to, and I hope it will work out, that we will be able to divide your topic into two programs, or into two different interviews, the one with you today and hopefully a follow-on one on Thursday with either Rosemary or Nikki. We'll set that up later on today.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many elements to this program, yeah, that, you know, we could spend hours talking about it. So I think that's a good approach.
From the perspective, Steve, and this is probably a question coming at you totally from left field, but I know it was something that was muted a number of years ago, and I have a funny feeling that the Phoenix Park or something was mentioned as a demo, and then they were talking about out at City West. What is the prospects at any time in the next 10 years of bringing a Formula One event to Ireland?
Look, it would be a, you know, ambition of ours to do that, you know. But there's an awful lot of, you know, factors involved. There's, you know, there's costs involved, and I'm kind of reluctant to comment too much on it. But you know, it's certainly something that, you know, I think we'd all love to see happen. But you know, there is a lot of complexity around that, so I can't really comment too much on it, unfortunately, Donny.
Yeah, I remember actually being up at the Phoenix Park at a motor show. Oh, must be a lot of 20 years ago now, but I remember that a Formula One car up there on display now, literally all they were able to do was drive it up and down Chesterfield Avenue, which is the main road to Phoenix Park. But as they say in my part of the country, the wrap off it was something else. It's earth shattering.
It's brilliant. I mean, I'm from Castleknock myself, and you know, I used to love going down and watching it too. So look, fingers crossed. We'll see something like that come back. But there's not much I can say about it at the moment because there's a lot that needs to happen behind the scenes in order to make it viable again.
Steve, listen, I'm so grateful for you to take time out this morning to talk to me about this, because this is really something that is so exciting. And you know, we're on the cusp of it. Motorsport Ireland has been around for a long time and done an awful lot of work, and I think it's, you know, this, it has been said throughout this history, the simplest ideas of all times are the best ideas of all times were always the simplest. And what a simple idea this is, to tap in to the educational system, because so much of it is relevant nowadays. Because gone are the days where a fellow with a voice script and a 13 spanner could fix anything. It's so technologically based now that going in through the educational door is the obvious one, Steve, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It just really makes it more practical. And you know, as I said, we had a really successful demo there on Thursday with Wesley College, and we had 30 girls turn up, and you know, every single one of them had a great time. And you know, they probably didn't spend as much time in a cart as they would have expected, but when they got into the cart, they were really able to apply, I suppose, the learnings that they'd just been doing with Nikki and Roisin and the other mentors. I just want to say as well that, I suppose, if there's any schools that are interested, so far we've had an awful lot of demand from across the country. There's more information on our website, which is motorsportireland.com, and also formulafemale.org. And there's actually a school sign-up form there. So if there's any, you know, if there's any girls listening between 13 and 16 that are interested, the way to approach it is, I suppose, to talk to a teacher or a senior staff member within a school and get them to sign up. And at that point, you know, Nikki will be in touch, and we'll try to agree on a date and whether it's something that can be done.
And Steve, just one quick question before you go, because it's something that we might be in a position to give you a hand with here, because we have a huge amount of a lot of schools in the area, and we have contact details with every one of them, because we do different things with them during the year. If a suitable venue was found, could you take an amalgamation of maybe two or three schools on the one day?
Well, at the moment, we've had so much demand, to be honest with you, that the approach is to do it on a school by school basis. You know, having said that, you know, we are certainly open to accommodating, you know, multiple schools. And again, I think the best approach is just to go on to formulafemale.org. You know, complete that form, and there's a sign up form there, and really include any suggestions like that. If there are two or three, you know, schools that are interested in amalgamating, then you know that's certainly something that we could look into.
Well, I suppose it all depends on how many students you can cater for at any one sitting. You know, I mean, if you can cater for 50 and there's 150 looking for it, well, then you're in trouble. But the other side of it is, if you can cater. If you can cater for 100 and there's only 30 from one school and 20 from another, you know what I mean? That I presume. How many can you cater for on the one day?
Well, we can cater for 30. I suppose 30 is what we're looking at, I suppose, give or take a few. And we're looking at, I suppose, holding 36 of these, I suppose, between now and June of 2020. So, you know, that's kind of the programme that we've laid out. So, you know, we estimate that's going to, you know, we're going to get over, you know, 1,080 to be precise is the amount of students that we're planning to run through this program. And as I said, we are getting a lot of demand as it stands. So what I would say is, you know, certainly, you know, reach out to us if it's something that you're interested in. You know, we don't want to disappoint anyone. So we'll do everything we can to accommodate schools that are interested.
Steve, just before I let you go, just give us the details again for those schools to apply to, please.
Yes, sorry. So you can get more information at our website, which is motorsportireland.com, and also formulafemale.org. So if you're to go on to, for instance, Formula Female, there'll be you know, a clear sign-up form there. So that's where, you know, a teacher or a senior staff member from the school can just put in a few details. And then I suppose Nikki and I suppose other members of the initiative will look to reach out ASAP and put something in place.
Stephen Davis, marketing manager of Motorsport Ireland and the RIAC. It only remains for me, Steve, to thank you so much for joining me this morning. I am intrigued and fascinated by it, and as I said, we will make arrangements to get one of the girls to chat to Adrienne on Thursday of this week in relation to more and further in relation to this. Steve, thank you so much.
Brilliant. Thank you, Donny. Thanks for having me.
God bless. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
See
thank you.
See you. Bye. Bye. You too. Bye.
Now, what about that? That is absolutely fascinating. As I said, we could be sitting on the cusp of a whole new industry in this country, and what an exciting thing. What an exciting thing. Now, back to Donna Summer, and I think we might follow her with a bit of Kate.